An hour's train ride east of Genoa is a place known as Cinque Terre. In fact, it's five places. Monterosa, Vernazza, Cornelia, Manarola, and Rio Maggiore are all villages overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. But these aren't just any towns. They're all protected by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. They developed as fishing communities, but today they're better known to tourists as the site of what is arguably one of the most scenic hiking trails anywhere. You can start in any of the towns and follow the path up mountains, through vineyards and olive groves, even past waterfalls. That's what I'm going to do today, and it looks like I'm in for a treat, but also a challenge, according to some tourists I met along the way.
You just kind of walk out of the railway station and down the path, and all of a sudden the ocean's just there, and you do this walk along the cliffs, and you're in between vineyards and old farmhouses, and the water and the sunset. It's just amazing. Like, there's nothing like it. Do the hikes. I mean, they're hard work, but they're worth it. Like, they're just such an unforgettable, like, it's just amazing.
It's really tiring and steep, and it keeps going. You think you're going to stop, but it doesn't. But it's really pretty and green.
It's spectacular view, incredibly rocky. You've got to be prepared with the right shoes. You know, it's not for anybody. If you're afraid of heights, I wouldn't go on the trail.
After hiking for about 2 hours, I arrived in the next town, Vernazza. The local church bells are chiming, and I'm already enchanted by this place. Just looking at it, nothing seems to have changed for years. There aren't any cars, just a few narrow streets, and the shopkeepers stand outside talking to one another. This doesn't seem like your typical tourist town, but it does have one thing to offer for a nice souvenir: wine. I've found a local winemaker to tell me about the different kinds of wine and the future of winemaking in Cinque Terre.
We have three kinds of wine. White wine is called Cinque Terre. And we have red wine and the sweet wine, Chacetra.
How long have you been making wine for?
All life. My parents start. Now maybe finish, because here is cost a lot of money to work. It's not so easy because we don't have a machine. So old people work, young people. Not because I'm nothing against young people, but they find another job for having more money, and so they don't go.
After getting some wine, I wanted to carry on up the trail, but I couldn't because it was closed. Too many tourists have taken their toll on the path over the years, and now many sections will have to be rebuilt. It's a sign of the popularity of Cinque Terre, but also its fragility.